This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. You should have called in sick today, and you are watching this as you are getting ready for the NCAA tournament. It's a holiday of sorts in these parts. Sports devotees like myself look forward to this four-day stretch all year, and we cannot wait, though our Buckeyes will not be involved, unfortunately. They are in the NIT. Got a great show for you today, though. Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter will be here. All sorts of stuff to talk about, staff maneuverings or not. Lots of recruiting, lots of visitors, lots of spring practice chatter. But first, of course, this episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code BUCKNUTS for 20% off plus free shipping. Hate making a mess? Not to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. Yes, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. I know there's some people who aren't a huge fan of those Manscaped ads, but guess why they keep getting put on here? Because you guys keep buying it. We are joined by Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter. Gentlemen, we will, of course, get your final four picks before we sign off. I will say for me, I have never had less of a vibe on an NCAA tournament and all the teams involved than now. I don't know. Just kind of lost the fever. Don't know why that is, but do have the fever for Cruton always when these two guys are on here, Bill. You'll start with you again today. Visitors aplenty. Last time we were here a couple days ago, there were a couple guys who we expected to come. They did. Today, you got a couple more visitors. So chronologically, let's start with Tuesday and Wednesday for that matter. Guys who have visited this week, your vibes on those visits, Bill. And then set up what we can expect today from the red carpet.
Well, it was great for Ohio State to get wide receiver DeCorian Moore in for a visit. Still don't think that'll be an easy flip necessarily. I think he ends up at one of three schools, stays with LSU, Texas, or Ohio State. But we'll see. I mean, the visit went well, so they got him on campus. He, as expected, and we'll see where it goes from there. Justin Hill, I like Ohio State's chances with him. I've liked Ohio State's chances for quite some time. Landon Rink, the defensive lineman from Texas. Ohio State is in his big three, and he scheduled an official visit for May 31st, so they've got a realistic shot at that one. Vernell Brown, I still like where Ohio State is. But the interesting thing is that, well, not interesting, but kind of the usual, I guess you'd say, is that even if he were to commit to Ohio State in June, when he makes his official visits to the various schools, you got to recruit a kid all the way through the process. Just like Jeremiah Smith, you had to recruit him all the way through the process. So, you know, we'll see. Tyler Atkinson, well, he is a big-time defensive end, edge linebacker, 2026 from Georgia. Mark and I raved about him when he was an eighth grader at Ohio State's camp and looked like a sophomore or a junior in high school at that point. He's getting more visits from Ohio State. He was here at camp. He's going to come back this summer. He's going to come back after that again. He's going to continue to visit Ohio State, and Ohio State is one of his top choices. Albert Hill, I like where Ohio State stands with him generally. He's only a 2026 DB corner, but he's a great prospect. And then Will Griffin, the quarterback, was at Ohio State on Tuesday. So there were a lot of great visitors, a lot of guys that Ohio State has offered a scholarship to.
Who's here today, Bill?
Today we have a big additional visitor. Alan True, our Midwest guy, posted this on our site, actually, just a little bit ago. It was just a matter of time as to when he visited Ohio State, that being Wisconsin safety Cody Haddad. He committed to Wisconsin January 17th. I had done a couple articles in December and early January on him, and Mark had talked about him. We predicted he was going to blow up. And he did. He only played four games his junior year because he was injured. He got injured right before the season started and then got back and played the last four Cleveland St. Ignatius games and I believe had three or four interceptions in those four games. And he was great. Ohio State, as I talked about when I wrote the articles, was tracking him and very interested. He then committed to Wisconsin on January 17th. Ohio State then offered him right after that, and he certainly is a guy to be aware of for the Buckeyes. Outstanding safety prospect. So he's visiting Ohio State today. Cam Thomas, the linebacker athlete, that I like him. He's a class 2026 kid out of Westchester, Lakota West, visiting Ohio State today. And Adam Guthrie, an offensive lineman from Ohio 2026, is visiting Ohio State today. Jackson Reynolds, a young guy out of Lancaster, 2027 athlete. And then quarterback Dia Bell, who has got a good offer list. He's visiting Ohio State today. So certainly there are some guys to be aware of at Ohio State's practice this morning.
Mark, we talked about Tyler Atkinson. Can you expand that?
Yeah.
For those of you playing at home, we're putting some video up of Tyler Atkinson right now. Grayson High School, this is Atkinson?
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, this is Guthrie.
It's Guthrie, I believe, yeah.
I'll get Atkinson.
Okay, Atkinson, yeah. Here's what I wanted to say, Bill. It looks like he brought almost nine family members with him on a recent visit. Does that mean he has hit the Naeem offered visitors with me guaranteed commitment level?
I wouldn't say that for Tyler yet, but it's a good sign. But, hey, if you watch his video, and I think Mark is queuing it up now. Yeah, everybody in the country wants this kid. I'll let Mark talk about him more, but, I mean, he's dynamic.
Bill, when we saw him, he was an eighth grader.
Right.
And if my memory serves correct, he put on a show pass rushing that day. There he is, a middle linebacker, where – he wasn't as physically developed yet, but he definitely had the rockets in his shoes. And you could see it right there at middle linebacker, the way he attacked Devin Hill. And so this is the first time I'm peeking at his film really since then. And yeah, rockets in his shoes. We're seeing in two or three plays, and geez, oh man, you see him run into the tackle there. He doesn't carry a lot of weight with him, so that's all converting speed to power, like where he converted all that power right to that guy's chest and ran right through him. This is pretty impressive the way he can already do that as a young player. But that was the trait that I remember the most from camp. And, boy, you see him right there just attack those blockers. I mean, puts a helmet right underneath their chin and says, I'm going through you.
He hits high.
Yeah. I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Some guys try and cut you in half. And then some guys just come straight for your shoulder pads and really think they can kill you. And he's one of them.
The no fear factor there. A lot of kids, do they stick their head in there? Yeah, he's leading the charge with his head on multiple plays here. You're seeing his versatility on these clips. You've seen him at defensive end already. You're seeing him at linebacker. You saw some change of direction there where he was kind of wiggling on the way to the ball. Yeah, so, the swim right there, there's a savvy move for a young kid. This is a sophomore tape, and you see him beating blocks in a different ways. But, boy, what a stonewall when he hits people already. I mean, there's the third or fourth shot where they say knockdown tackler or drag down tackler. He's a knockdown tackler.
Exactly.
The train ends when he hits him.
Also, Bill, and let's comment on this. He plays at Grayson High School in Georgia, which is, as good as it gets. I really love the idea of getting a kid out of Georgia, too. You want to talk about harming the opposition while bolstering your crew there. Mark, of the Ohio guys that we've talked about, the Cody Haddads and the questions there, who jumps out at you?
Can I offer one more thing on Atkinson real quick? There is a reason, as you guys just saw and talked about watching that video, that Ohio State told Atkinson, you are a 3 or 4 down player. You're not just a rush guy. You saw him lining up at middle linebacker. You saw him coming off the edge. They told him, we see you if you come here as a 3 or 4 down player. You aren't coming off the field much if you come here and get on our defense.
Stud, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so I like what Bill brought up about the Cody Haddad. I saw him on tape earlier in the year and was kind of put on to him by some coaches. And I think there was something in the boarding house about OhioSU getting in on him early. And there wasn't much reaction from the fans. I remember reading that day, and it was like kind of fell on deaf ears. And it was like, yeah, just another name that no one needs to know. And it turned out being a name that people needed to know. And I'll tell you why. The physicality coming downhill with Cody is rare. When I saw him play, I was there for a half, and sometimes guys don't do much in a half. Maybe there's not that many possessions. I went back and watched a half a tape, and almost every play was an evaluatable, like, look at this, guys. Look what he's doing. I don't see many kids at the high school age come downhill and be as physical as he is. And he has, like, a surety to himself when he comes down and he, like, submarines people where he doesn't feel like he's going to get juked. You see a lot of kids come down and they kind of give that little breakdown. We're like, oh, boy, I better be careful. He just sails right through the mesh point. Whatever he sees, he hits. And I have to think that maybe there are a few times he missed because he is so aggressive. But you watch his highlight tape. He's a heat-seeking missile. Pass coverage is great. The speed's great. You see him do the things on film that show off his speed running across the field, stuff like that. So we were on him early, and it's kind of paid off. The Wisconsin offer kind of showed up, and he may have committed before he realized how good he was or how much he was going to blow up. I think – meet with Luke Fickell and some of those guys can be intoxicating. They may have heated him up to commit, but I don't think that's going to be the end place he ends up. And then people are talking a lot about Adam Guthrie, and I've checked out the film a few times. He could be an offer by camp season. He's got the size and length, but he's not totally there yet. He's still that young pup. It's a good bet that in the weight room and after an off season, you're going to see more pop and snap out of his film next year, and it might be an easier offer. But as a sophomore, he looks like a sophomore. And I could say the same thing for Sam Greer. Sam Greer has a lot of talent, a lot of length, and a lot of attributes that are highly coveted, but he's a developing young kid. You got to remember, these kids are 16 years old. They're not fully developed. They're the puppies with big paws. And they both kind of look like that on the film. And I'm throwing Sam Greer into the Guthrie category, even though he already has the Ohio State offer. But if he doesn't get offered, I would think that those would be the reasons why. And it's just maybe a matter of time. And I don't think Ohio State's going to pull the trigger on kids until they know for sure. And I think Guthrie's the type of kid that'll – you'll know for sure. Just give him a little more time. Just give him a little weight room development. The film's good, but it's not excellent, I guess is the way I would say it.
Bill, we expected to have a show today talking about a possible running backs coach addition. There was some vibe earlier yesterday that DeMarco Murray might be the guy. And then lo and behold, his alumni and current employer, who's his alumni? That's not the right use of the word. His alma mater, that's correct. And his current employer, the University of Oklahoma, re-upped his contract and DeMarco is staying. I don't think money was ever going to be the biggest thing for Murray, considering the fact he's already financially independent thanks to Chip Kelly and the Eagles low X years ago. But we now head back into the unknown, Bill. Your thoughts on the situation? Were you surprised that DeMarco didn't come through? Where do you expect it to go? Are you concerned, et cetera? There's a lot of visitors coming in here. If a running back visits and doesn't know who his position coach is, does that hurt the process?
Not surprised that Murray stayed with Oklahoma. I had been told that while Ohio State would be an enticing place to look, it was not going to be easy, that Oklahoma was going to do probably what they needed to do to keep him, and they did. You know, Gillespie, he got a raise at Alabama. That one is not going to be easy if they decide that they would want to go in, all in that direction. I don't think, you know, so really, I think we're looking at probably at other options now. I think Brian Day will continue to look. You know, you got Scotty Graham out there that I still think perhaps could be the guy. You never know. Pepe Pearson's still out there. We know there's interest there on his part. But I don't think there's any doubt still that Ryan Day is going to get a good running backs coach. No doubt in my mind at all. I mean, it's too good a job for him not to get a really good running backs coach. You got the job and you got Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson your first year. That's a great situation. So, no, I'm not overly concerned to answer your question.
Yeah, Ryan Day is actually coaching running backs right now and talked about how he spent half an hour on one play yesterday. And I think, Bill, you bring up practical application of the current situation. Importantly, Mark's, you know, elder son, though he's a quarterback, I think they're both quarterbacks, he could coach the running backs at Ohio State this year and do a hell of a job just by sitting there and getting dudes water. I mean, I'm serious. This is, I say this on every show, I'm a draft geek, a nerd, and I think these would be the two highest rated running backs possibly in the draft this year. The kid from Texas blew his knee out in November. So, you know, very impressive. But, Mark, how do you feel about this? Here's what I'd like you to comment on, because you've talked to as many assistant coaches as anybody. It's the timing is bad. That's my concern.
Middle of spring ball is not when people jump ship. I mean, it's either before spring ball, after spring ball. Those are natural transitions. This is an unnatural transition. And it's not like you're going down to the convention where you were a couple months ago, where everyone's got their hand up and everybody needs a job and all the chairs are changing. So that's what makes this a little unique. Contracts have been renewed in recent times. You know, like you're seeing all these things, these moving parts, and why it's so tricky. If it went all spring ball and Day coached running backs the whole time, that wouldn't bother me. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world. There's no need to have a running back coach immediately. You know, there's not even much recruiting going on in Ohio State's. Anything that's going on in this, you know, with visitors coming in, they set this stuff up all weeks ago, and it's coming to fruition now. So after spring ball is when you might be able to find more candidates. But I think that's where the timing is off.
Definitely. And, you know, we discussed this at length. They're going to get the right guy. It's not the kind of thing they need to jump on. Let's go.
By the way, I saw Dietrich Sanchez said hello to everyone. Most people probably watching this show know, but Dietra and Daniel, her husband, and Devin will be here this weekend in Columbus. In fact, they are flying out here today for a Friday-Saturday Ohio State visit. So safe travels, Dietra and family, and we will welcome you again here in Columbus with open arms.
They'll be staying with the Curlicks. You'll get them at the airport, Bill?
I do not believe that's
not that far off.
But I live in northern suburbs of Columbus, and I'm sure they're going to be down there in the campus area.
No, they will be closer to High Street than, Omaha Steaks, than Bill. Got to tell you about our second sponsor, and I think this will be a little bit less awkward.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
How do you feel when you get a delivery at the door full of steaks? And I can tell you this for a fact, you feel very, very good. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites by using our deals. Go to omahasteaks.com/bucknuts and shop the semi-annual sale. You can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. Of course, they got steaks, the butcher cut filet mignons, but they also have mouth-watering pure ground burgers, comfort classics, easy prepare meals that are perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, you order now, you get a bonus. 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you select bucknuts.com at omahasteaks.com. Visit omahasteaks.com/bucknuts. Like I said, get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with select packages when you shop the semi-annual sale. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com/bucknuts. And I've said this before, do not be intimidated by frozen meats. They come in good, and it's super easy to execute. So we are going to go over some stuff here, and then at the end, we are going to do a deep dive on Justin Hill. And as you say, everyone's excited to see, you know, the Sanchez's here. Interesting, they just did a – I saw Andrew Ivins on the recent 24/7 recruiting podcast, and they asked him. He said the most common question he's getting now is Ohio State building the greatest secondary recruits of all time? So the Sanchez's should be – have another thing to be proud about for their son being talked about with Naeem Offord already as being – the best corner combo in the country, top one and two, top six players in the country, and you throw in Tavian Sinclair and the rest of the crew that we expect, and we are excited about that very, very much. Okay. Those of you playing at home.
Let me get the volume out of there for you. There you go.
Got you. I got it. This is the beginning of the review of Justin Hill, edge outside linebacker from Winton Woods, 6'3 or 6'4. And Mark, I'll let you take it from here. We're going to give you about 30 seconds of this because it's premium.
I was going to say, I'm going to go to the end of it because I'm not going to show a lot of the plays, but there were a couple plays at the end of this that were they're scholarship plays. And we knew he was a pass rusher. We knew we could stand up. We see him playing over the top here. But when I was in college, I played against Jason Taylor, the Hall of Fame defensive end for the Dolphins and Jets. And he had a play that's very similar to the play I was going to show you where he turned and burned. And you see him turn right here and go back on the quarterback. But this next play is the one I'm talking about. He goes, and I'm like, wow, this isn't a highlight. He just blew by the ball carrier. And then I'm like, oh, no, he's not. He chases down that tailback from behind and hawks him down like he's a 190-pound player himself. I watched Jason Taylor do that in college to a 190-pound tailback who ran a 4-4, and I watched a 6'6", 240-pound Jason Taylor run him down from behind. And that's the comparison to Justin Hill. He's got that type of explosiveness. He's got the edge presence. And then he brings the motor and the intensity to make all that stuff work. I mean, to go – and we'll watch a couple where he blows by a tackle. I mean, he just pushes that guy. He's got power. He's got explosion.
I was at that game where he ran that guy down that you – had the video clip of, and I was actually on that side of the field at that game, and I saw him run by, and then I saw him, oh my goodness, as he was running away from me, chasing this kid down, I said, he's going to catch that guy, and he did. That,
I think I said he's a rare height, weight, speed specimen, and that's what it is. You don't see 6'4", 230 pounds cruising down the field after a 180-pound tailback like that. In this particular play, the sideline stuff, where he's on one side of the field, and he's going to finish at the other side of the field to make the play. He's a stand-up middle linebacker that can go sideline to sideline. He's a defensive pass rush specialist if you wanted to. He is anything you want him to do, which makes him somewhere that Jim Knowles can line up in different spots and hide him and not let teams scheme for him. Dan, I think you saw the question on the message boards. Is Micah Parsons a great comparison? I stopped the film because I know we're not going to give away the whole film on this. But right. He has the Micah Parsons role. He has the Micah Parsons body. He's got some explosion. I just can't anoint him Micah Parsons until he does Micah Parsons things at the next level. I'm the guy who says this all the time. I'm not anointing guys. I'm not going to call everyone Lattimore. I'm not going to call everyone these elite guys in the NFL. But Justin Hill is a guy that, okay, you know, you have the traits and you have the opportunity. And I like to use this, the range of outcomes for him. One of them could be Micah Parsons-like. So, yeah, it was a fun film to do. I can't believe we broke him down earlier, but it took a while to get to him this year. I would break down kids like Justin Hill all day, and even the Tyler Atkinson film we watched today. Both of those were rare kids. Atkinson was a little more explosive running around. He's probably much lighter, and he's not as big, so that's why he could probably move that way. But, you know, if you watch those two back-to-back, Atkinson looked like he moved around like – a middle linebacker was a safety. So, you know, there's your contrast between two great players.
Somebody posted that 247 Sports is not showing an offer, high state offer for Justin Hill. He is, if you look at his profile on through Bucknuts on 247, it definitely has an offer from Ohio State for Justin Hill. He was offered long ago. And I put that offer in myself, actually. So I'm looking at it again right now. It's there.
Yeah. It was March 23rd of 2023, was it not?
Don't remember the exact date, but I'll trust you on that one.
There's some photographic memory for you. Okay, Rain Man.
Yeah. Is that right, Bill?
I don't know. What, you don't have the time of day?
Like I said, I don't remember the exact look on his, I know Ohio State offered him. I know I put it in. I know it's in the database.
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. Let's see how Rain Man I am here.
I mean, I just dropped the box of toothpicks. How many are on the floor?
March 23rd, 2023. I just checked. All right. Look, asked me to remember my wife's birth date or how old my youngest child is. Someone asked me how old I was the other day, and I literally was like this. I used to answer 35 for about 12 years. That's definitely not applicable anymore. I do want to say this because I saw this and it was absolutely tragic. And with the Sanchez is on here, I wanted to pass along condolences. Trayvon Coles, I believe the young man's name was murdered. North Shore football player committed to Lamar. If you watch the news coverage, you could see Devin in the group of dudes who was, you know, commiserating. And it just made me think about, you know, we've developed this relationship with the family here. It just made me think about how, and I have a child on spring break at the time, just how scary it is when your kids leave the house and how much the randomness there is out there. This kid was committed to Lamar. And it's just tragic. Hug your kids. I can't imagine what the Sanchez's were feeling. I mean, it's almost like you want to keep your kid inside until they leave for school. But I did want to pass that along. Just an absolutely tragic experience. I hate that Devin has to go through something like that, and his whole team and the whole family. Dietra has commented on here that Jalen Hurts has taken over the financial needs for the family, which is a tremendous maneuver for another Texas native. I believe Jalen is also a Houston native. So don't want to bring down the show and do that kind of stuff, but it does bring back to reality how much risk there is out there for these kids these days, man. Very, very troubling. I mean, you know, recruiting is really just this glorified discussion of the future. And my guy had gotten himself a scholarship to Lamar, and then, you know, to be cut off like that is just absolutely brutal. So we pass along our condolences to the Sanchez and the entire North Shore football community, et cetera. Like I said, I didn't want to bring everybody down there, but sometimes I think you can have the need to pass that stuff along. All right, a little more on Justin Hill here. Why don't you think his ranking is as high, guys? Bill, maybe you want to comment on that. I said they haven't seen him. Tyler Atkinson's ranked appropriately. I don't think Justin Hill is of yet. We kind of went through this with Tavian St. Clair, and now he's up where he's supposed to be. Do you expect a meteoric rise?
I don't know if I'd say meteoric, but I expect a rise in it. And I, you know, like I said, when I saw him in person in a game this past season, as I mentioned, I was at the that game that we had the clip from. Coach Murphy at Cincinnati Winton Woods told me in advance, "You're gonna get wild."
Yeah,
I got wild.
Yeah,
he was unbelievable. So I think the more that the evaluators that do the ranking see them, the more he's going to jump. He's the real deal.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to those guys and have them explain to me what box he's not checking for them.
Right.
Or what boxes other guys were checking that pushed them ahead of him, you know, if he really wanted to get in. And I give evaluators a pass because I'm an evaluator and I know we're not always getting it right. And maybe, like I said, maybe he's 20 or 30 spots away from what he should be. 20 or 30 spots is nothing. You know, we talked about that, you know, like it's the blink of an eye or whatever. And people get too uptight about the rankings. If you just watch the film we watched, that's all you need to worry about. You know, I wouldn't worry about rankings. I'd put my money where my eyes have been and what I've seen, and I'll bet on that. And I'll do this. When Bill and I go somewhere separate times, we both come back and agree with the same evaluation, and the evaluation begins with W, wow, you're in good shape. You know, someday I hope to have my sons evaluated with the W. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but
Marquise Davis fits into that category where Mark and I saw him at different times. And, whoa.
Yeah.
And Mark's wife, don't forget her. She was at the game I was at.
The Cody Haddad's a great example. I was wow early on, and nobody else was. I was like on an island, like, what am I seeing that no one else is seeing? And sometimes Bill said it, the evaluators have to catch up to me and see what I've seen and, you know, get the times and the scores. And I talk to coaches ahead of time to give me a lot of confidence in things I'm seeing. So, you know, we hope to be the cutting edge. And these are examples of maybe why we are, because we are ahead of the national ranking. So it could be just that we're pushing the envelope a little farther. And I'm patting ourselves on the back for that and saying that, but this is, you know, we've done this with multiple multiple players where we're ahead, like the St. Clairs and Haddads, and, you know, we're talking about them, and it's Bucknut Nation isn't there yet, and now we're catching up.
In all seriousness, if you guys get a chance to see these guys before the rest of the crowd, that's what we should be relying on, and we do. This is the grassroots on the ground. If you have come through Ohio, if you camped at Ohio State, we will have the evaluation for you as good as it can get, and it will be early, early, early. We've been on Sam Greer since he made a special tip-in at the basketball state tournament. So it's just another one of your many advantages of coming to Bucknuts and dealing with two experts like Mark and Bill. And Bill, legally, thankfully, we got this in here from Mika before the show ended, or I would probably be fined. Any updates on Dorian Brew, and Trey McNutt? Shocker. There's a story on the front of the site right now about just those dudes, William.
Yeah. The story has in the title something along the lines of McNutt and Brew going through the recruiting process. There is nothing wrong with that, folks. You know, you'd love to get them in the fold early, of course. But the big thing is get them in the fold, whether it be early, middle, or late, get them in the fold and sign them. So they're going through the recruiting process. Dorian Brew was going to commit on January 24th. I fully believe in my mind that he was going to commit to Ohio State at that point. Again, in my mind, but he didn't. He decided to postpone things, and now he's going to take official visits. Unless something changes, he's going to take official visits. Trey McNutt has told me that more than once that he is going to evaluate schools, take visits, et cetera, et cetera. He's got Ohio State coming up for a visit March 28th, I believe it is. I'm almost certain. He is going to visit Tennessee right before that. His visit to Ohio State may be March 30th, March 28th or March 30th. He's going to visit Tennessee right before that. He's going to visit Texas A&M right after that. He is then going to drop his top schools on April 8th, and then I expect him to take official visits and make his decision. By the way, I tend to like where Ohio State is at with him, by the way. But there's nothing wrong with these kids going through the recruiting process, taking their visits and all. Jim Tressel used to say, hey, take your visits. When you come back, you're going to know Ohio State's the best place for you.
I want to add a little color to that. I'm sorry. Last year, we learned that we're in a new process, the Wild Wild West, and you know the old mantra is exactly that: take your visits, take your visits. Well, how about? I mean, haven't we discussed that kids are asking for $5,000 to come on a visit? There's a whole new reason kids are going to string out their process and not commit. Hats off to Deetra Sanchez and getting her kid committed early, because he could be playing all these games right now. Or I want to go here and collect $3,000. I want to go here and collect $5,000. I get $2,000 for pass and go over here. You may be giving up $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 by not taking your visits. Is that ethical to go take money when you know you're not going to go somewhere? I don't know. That's part of this new process. And the other thing we learned is what happened as we closed in on signing day this year. Teams started freaking out and they realized that, we better offer this guy some more money if we want him, because someone else is going to offer him more money. And all of a sudden, if players are smart, and I don't mean to give anyone advice, but your value increases the longer you wait, because you become rarer and the spots start to fill and teams need you and they have a need. And we saw kids getting paid on signing day like no tomorrow. So I don't know how this process is going to change or morph, you know, but I'd be prepared for those factors to change what we normally would say. Hey, kids are just going on their recruiting visits, getting their information, doing their due diligence. Now it's, I think, a little different animal.
I'll say this, and I'll finish with this as we continue to hold the Sanchez's up as the standard bearers. That is all true. But once again, I keep coming back at this. That is all short-term thinking. To me, what this process is going to do, it's going to highlight the groups of people like the Sanchez's who are not focused on short-term. It's going to make it easier to recruit the kids who are more focused on football and their future rather than picking up $5,000 for going and hanging with some USC cheerleaders. As always, that used to be the thing in Ohio, like the Glenville kids go, take the USC visit and get some sun. One dude never came back. What was his name? I can't remember.
Andre Walker, yeah.
Thanks for –
Andre Walker.
Yeah. Okay, Andre, well, yeah, someone committed on Christmas, Bill. I know you remember that one.
Marcellus.
Yeah, Marcellus yeah. Jones. I apologize as we go down memory lane here. But to me, this process highlights the groups of people who are doing it right. Authenticity shines, man. You can't fake it. And these coaches are going to know after a while. Keep in mind, we're in the beginning of this process. You're going to start to get a vibe on types of people who are in it for the money and types of people who are in it to get the best development. And by the way, check the signing bonus that CJ Stroud got. It's a lot more than NIL, okay? Check the money you get for being a second round draft pick at that defensive back. It's a lot more than the NIL. So long term, I think this is going to help Ohio State recruit. You can see who's in it to win it and who's in it to cash in. Now, there'll be some guys they probably got to take regardless because of talent. But
I was just going to say, as a digression, I have thought about that. Like, what if I'm a coach and I have an evaluation on a player that I really like him, and he comes to campus and he's a total you-know-what, all about the money, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, like, I'm turned off by that. I would get rid of him, but you know he's going to go somewhere else, and in 3 years you're going to see him pop up as a first or second rounder, and you're going to say, this is what my original point is, should we be evaluating people by their greed for money and mix that with what their football evaluation is? And I don't know the answer to that, but I think that's a real tough question where, man, if like, you know, you're saying you're firing a running back coach or you're moving him out because he wasn't getting the recruits you wanted. Well, maybe he didn't like the attitude of some of those guys and made some decisions where these kids showed up and they were all about the money. And I'm just hypothetically talking here. And now you don't have the talent on your roster because you were being morally, you know, strong in your beliefs. And I just think that's going to be a conflicted thing because I don't. It turns me off when, like you're saying, when people say, oh, I want the $5,000 for visiting. I want this $5,000. It's disingenuous. And it worries me as a coach and evaluator that I could be fooled when you get on the campus where once you're secure and happy with your money, you got your bag. Deion Sanders just said it. You don't have the motivation to go get the bag anymore because you were already handed it too early. So as an evaluator, I don't know how to factor this in. And I'm worried that, yeah, you may throw away talents. And there were reasons in the past that kids were bad and you could have thrown them away and you kept them. But this is getting tricky, I think.
It's going to force the coaches to really get a good sense of the people that they're recruiting. But
how much of it is just a kid, a family saying, hey, we're new to this process and we're just trying to get what we're supposed to get. And we were told that if we go here, we get 3,000, and they're a little naive mixed with maybe it's not greed, but it's just like, hey, we're just trying to do this. And you're like, oh, they look like greedy pigs. We're walking a fence with this. You know,
I get that. And here's how I would see it. It's a case by case basis. Like anything else. Really, everyone, we speak in generalities and in the media and stuff. Go. And then when it comes to you, you want case by case treatment, just like I do. Yeah, I mean, I just don't see it as being a huge issue because these guys it'll take care of itself. You know what I'm saying? The great players will shine regardless. That's not going to be an issue. It just won't be. As someone who's done it, and it's just not, this applies to sports. I think this applies to anything. As someone who's been in charge of hiring people, guys who come for the money and stuff, that's short term. You got to play for the name on the back of your jersey as much as anything else. There's an internal pride and competition that gets you over the top. The NFL, man, this is the best of the best of the best badass MFers you've ever seen. Trust me. I covered the NFL for enough time to be in the locker room. You cannot believe what these people look like, okay? If you're not motivated to play, you will get run out immediately. It'll take care of itself. There's a Darwinistic aspect of football that is tremendous. And just in anything, guys who are motivated to be great, I'm not trying to blow smoke here, but Bill Kerlick is breaking as many stories when we paid him $20,000 as now when we pay him, you know, 5-year, $25 million contract, okay? Bill's intrinsically motivated. Athletes are the same way. When it comes right down to it, I don't think that's going to be an issue long-term for Ohio State, especially at the top of the food chain where you don't have to deal with knuckle sandwiches like that. All right, 40 minutes, 20 seconds, 41:20. That's a minute and 25 seconds so far of free content. We appreciate our guys stopping by. Keep it locked into Bucknuts. Got all the good stuff, and then enjoy the tournament, people. Oh, quickly, you want to give your final four picks? Bill, go.
I have been so busy that I haven't paid close enough attention to give you my final four, but I'll give you my winner. How's that? I'll go with UConn because I think they're the best team. I'll leave it at that. I don't care who else gets there, but I'll go with them as the winner simply because I think they're better than the other teams.
I can't remember a tournament where one team has been thought to win as much as UConn. And so then I get into the position of, well, if I'm in a pool, I'm not picking UConn because then I can't win. But like you,
I'm just picking my winner.
Yeah, I don't have a great vibe on someone else than that. I kind of think Arizona is a good team, kind of a sleeper. Mark, just give us your champ.
I would be a fraud if I sat here and said I knew anything about baseball. I'd even watched a basketball game this year. I am so football centric. When other sports are on, my brain almost shuts off and says, don't you dare try to take in any more sports information. And I really don't have a grip. I would just be talking right out of my butthole.
You've seen some eighth grade basketball. Haven't you watched plenty of
eighth grade? I was just going to say, you want to know about AAU circuit or the fifth grade AAU circuit? I could tell you who some, you know, big time little kids are, but boy, you'd have to force me. And if I had enough spare time to watch a college basketball game, I wouldn't be good at what I'm doing here, but I would be a fraud if I mean, when I saw that we had to pick this, I started looking at
the teams.
Yeah, and I was like, you're just going to sound like a fool if you try to do this. And so let me be good at football and not try to fool my audience with something I'm not. I know, you know, Bill has the basketball background and you're you know, knee deep in it, but boy, you guys found it. It's like hockey to me.
Didn't your high school still playing in it?
They just lost to Ursuline in the grade eight. Yeah, okay, Ursuline went on to the final four. And Ursuline had, I think, three freshmen starting, maybe a fourth freshman in there. So they're going to be perennial good for the next 3 years.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Kettering Alter there in Division II. My guy Charlie Eubanks, three threes last week, 6'8". Keep an eye on them, kids. But we digress, and we appreciate it. You guys enjoy the tournament. Have a good one, Buckeyes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.